From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Police in Turkey have arrested dozens of protesters in Istanbul demonstrating against the International Monetary Fund and World Bank meetings in the capital. Police used water cannon and tear gas to disperse crowds. Some protesters broke windows in banks and fast food restaurants. Delegates to the meeting, including Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, suggest the world is beginning to recover from recession, but conditions are still fragile. Authorities have arrested a key suspect wanted in connection with the brutal genocide in Rwanda. The country's former deputy intelligence chief, Ildefonso Nizeyimana, has been detained in Uganda. The International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda has accused Nizeyimana of setting up small squads of soldiers that murdered many people. One of the squad's notable victims was the Queen of Rwanda, Rosalie Gikanda, and other prominent people. More than 750,000 people were slaughtered in less than 2 months during 1994. More than 700 people have died in Indonesia's powerful earthquakes. Crews are beginning to change their efforts from rescue toward recovery. Shelters and small medical centers have begun to open in the city of Padang on Indonesia's western Sumatra island. Duwali Saikautau reports.
Crews using heavy machinery stopped briefly after a hotel staff said he heard a woman's voice crying for help. A rescue team went into the rubble to search for a possible survivor, but found no sign of life. The search for living persons ended yesterday, 5 days after two earthquakes struck western Sumatra in less than 24 hours. Around the city, women and children could be seen at newly opened markets and restaurants. A Pizza Hut was filled with locals and foreigners. Electricity is still scarce in some areas or not available at all in villages near the west coast. For NPR News, I'm Duwali Saikautau in Padang, western Sumatra.
Three Americans have won this year's Nobel Physics Prize. Charles Kao was honored for explaining how to send light signals through glass fibers, the beginning of fiber optic communication. Willard Boyle and George Smith were cited for creating an essential part of digital cameras. A national retailers group is predicting sales will fall during the holiday shopping season this year. The National Retail Federation suggests they could drop as much as 1%. Scott Krogman, a vice president with the group, says consumers will search for value-priced goods.
You're going to see discounters have a certain inherent advantage this holiday season. For them, price has always been the name of the game. I think luxury retailers might be a little challenged this season. We are still seeing some trading down.
The retail group says consumers are quite worried about the national unemployment rate. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 151 points at 9,751. The Nasdaq is up 36 at 2104. This is NPR. Italy's top court began deliberation today to determine whether a new law granting legal immunity to Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi and other officials is constitutional. NPR Silvio Poggioli reports.
Critics say the immunity bill was tailor-made to spare Berlusconi from trial. The prime minister has a history of legal troubles stemming from his ownership of a vast media empire. When the bill was passed, Berlusconi was on trial in Milan, accused of bribing a lawyer to the tune of $600,000 in exchange for his false testimony in two other corruption cases. The bill froze Berlusconi's portion of the trial, but British lawyer David Mills was convicted of corruption and sentenced to 4.5 years in prison, a sentence he's appealing. Last week, Berlusconi was dealt a devastating blow when a judge in yet another case ruled that his media company pay $1 billion to a rival for its hostile takeover of the Mondadori publishing house in the 1990s. The judge found Berlusconi co-responsible in corruption. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.
Greece has a new prime minister. Socialist lawmaker George Papandreou took the oath of office today. His party swamped the Greek conservatives in the country's election on Sunday. Greece faces deep economic trouble, and Papandreou wants to introduce a stimulus package that would create new public works programs. Federal lawmakers will meet President Obama at the White House today to discuss the military situation in Afghanistan. Congress will debate a huge defense spending bill this week, and it's not yet clear what strategy the U.S. will pursue in Afghanistan. Military advisors appear to be divided on whether to send more U.S. troops there. This is NPR News.